mail.
Oh, yeah, we've got a post office up here. Pretty modern, up-to-date post office. This town's not far behind, you know. It's small, but it's up-to-date.
Yeah.
We got our own high school.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm just talking with Mr. Who's Kansas Superintendent.
Yeah, I know him well. We got our own high school. We hadn't got a hospital or nothing, but...
Have you got a place where you can check out books?
Yeah, we've got a library up on Levy Street up there. We got
all the stores.
And
with the balcony way out over the... That's an old... Look like just last
day. No, it's a kind of a grocery store. People live upstairs.
Yeah.
Rocky who it is. And he's another old timer.
Yeah,
He's been here for, he's way in his 80s, I would imagine. And I guess he went through the flood with the rest of them, you know, all these old timers around here. They can sure bring back the times, you know, if you approach one of them.
Yeah. Well, I was going to go up to Watts and talk to some folks up there, maybe they'll know some.
Yeah, they had a, well, along in the flood, you know, they had a break up there. The main break was around Roar, Arkansas.
Where's Roar?
Roar. It's just side of Watson. You've been through Watson, haven't you? Have you been to Watson?
Oh, okay. Well, then it's in this county.
Oh, yeah.
You said your father was born there. I figured that was up in the hill somewhere.
No. It's just, you go out four out here, and you hit one, take and go north. And from, I wouldn't imagine it'd be over 12 miles anyway.
Oh, I see.
But because when you go out four and hit one, you go north, and I don't imagine it's over 3 miles to Roar. You don't blink your eye when you go through it, you miss it. I mean, it's nothing, it's just a little bitty town, you know. It's just a Hutch Cotton Gin, stores mainly. And, it's just a small town. It's just never been any size to it.
Yeah. Well, now, was your mother born here too?
She was born and raised around Montrose, Arkansas. That's down 165. No, down, oh my goodness, going towards Eudora, 50.
Yeah, okay.
51.
Lake Village down there?
Yeah, going...
65.
I forget the highway now. Anyway, she was raised down in that country, down around Eudora and back in through there.
Yeah.
I can't say for sure where she... You know, I know where she lived down there, but it's this side of... She was raised in between, you know, Lake Village and all around in there, and Eudora and that country down in there.
Mm-hmm. so that was down in
Sheco County.
How'd your father meet her? May I have?
She was, I don't know, they just, probably her dance or something. she never told us how they met, you know. I imagine Daddy just met her on a country dance or something like they used to hold back. They always talking about those dances they used to go to and those hoedowns is what they
yeah.
It always tickled me to listen to them talk about it. Those hoedowns and fiddle downs and just a big kick to listen to them talk about them old times. He used to tell us about things they done, you know.
Hey, was he a fisherman or hunter too?
Oh yeah. All that. We just old country folks about them, you know.
Well, look, I wanted to ask you, had you met your wife?
Well, I met my wife in McGee when we was attending McGee High School.
Uh-huh.
We were both going